integrative health info. At its best, it's time for It's Your Health, and it ain't rocket science with Dr. Decker Weiss and Dr. Holly Lucille.
Hormonal health for women, sensible solutions for common conditions. We are in the hormone era, whether it is the toxicity of chemicals, pesticides, pollutants, food contributors, stresses affecting our hormones, or whether we are expecting to live longer and do things that hormones help us with, like maintain firm muscles, like have quality intimate relationships. How did you like that, Holly? I did that one pretty clean there. We are expecting to do those things as we get older, where maybe generations didn't expect it. The problem is like most kids with new toys, we tend to abuse them and not use them properly. Unfortunately, again, when we abuse this toy in the sense of hormones, not using our sensible solutions, not using our brains with it, this isn't just a broken toy. This is cancer and shortening life and blood clots and terrible things like that, along with poor quality of life. Holly, you have taken on an enormous task with this title, Hormonal Health for Women, Sensible Solution for Common Conditions. Where do you start with making this a clear, simple path for women to follow?
Well, here's the thing. I mean, we've done many segments on hormones, and my first book was on Creating, Maintaining, Balance, A Woman's Guide to Safe, Natural Hormone Health. Book. We've talked about hormones, but I just want to kind of want to bring it up a couple notches. And let's just start with Hormones 101, okay? Because I think it's really important. And so in the hormone, from the Greek word, it means messenger. Each of the body's dozens of hormones has a very specific type of message to relay. And one of the things I think Deepak Chopra says it best about our hormone system, our endocrine system, you touch one strand and the entire web just absolutely trembles. It is one of the most intricate, interconnected systems in our body. Now, the biggest thing, and where I want to kind of take this for listeners, is some of the common types of and causes of hormonal imbalance, because we always like to identify and treat the cause, and what the heck you can do on a daily basis, all right, that doesn't have to do with medication and even or a supplement. So one of the things that I have seen in my career, and myself being a 48-year-old menopausal woman, is that lifestyle, so many lifestyle factors affects our hormonal health. Diet, exercise, definitely our prolonged, our chronic, our never-ending stressors, and lack of sleep. Okay, we've also got the environment, noise pollution, toxic ingredients that we use in our health and beauty aids, in our household cleaning products, all of those things. I think one of the key hormonal cascades or downward spirals begins also with the powerful hormone cortisol. That is our stress hormone. I think that Hans Selye?
Hans did the
work back in the 40s about adaptation, or it might have been the 70s. And he actually called our adrenal glands the glands of stress, but also he noted that cortisol was our stress hormone. When your adrenals produce either too much or too little cortisol because of our overwhelming stressors, I got to tell you, it is definitely a punch in the gut for your overall hormone maintenance. Wouldn't you say?
Well, yeah, and ladies, what are we talking about with cortisol? And again, hormonal health for women, sensible solutions for common conditions. Why are we a cortisol? Because cortisol can dictate whether after menopause you need bioidentical hormone or not. Because if your cortisol levels are healthy premenopausally, then most likely that means your adrenal gland is healthy premenopausally, and therefore postmenopausally you can now make estrogen and other things. It's an indicator that cortisol is an overall indicator of how that gland is functioning. The other thing that is very important to know is body image. Bad cortisol function shapes you the way you don't like, thighs and belly fat. Good cortisol function actually is a natural anti-inflammatory, helps you exercise and helps it burn. It also directly affects the thyroid gland, the master gland. It has the relationship with that gland and therefore is completely linked to estrogen. So by maintaining and keeping the cortisol and the adrenal gland healthy, you're talking about probably saving your thyroid eventually down the road, as well as protecting good quality estrogen. It's the key.
Absolutely. Okay. So when cortisol levels remain elevated for a long period of time, the effects are detrimental. Same thing if there's not enough. And you said it really, really well. I think the other, I guess it would be the 1-2 punch would be cortisol and then insulin. Another cascade is triggered by insulin imbalance. So not only cortisol imbalance, but insulin is a hormone, once again, produced to help regulate blood sugar whenever really a carbohydrate is consumed. And in the short term, insulin imbalance affects how you feel physically and emotionally. The initial blood sugar surge affects your dopamine. Okay, that's like, all right, that's great. I feel good after that carbohydrate blood sugar surge. But because carbohydrates are so easily broken down, the blood glucose level ultimately drops. And this can spur on, I would say, cravings for more starchy foods. And then this definitely is a symptom of hormonal imbalance. I think the imbalanced insulin levels affect other hormones, just as Deepak Chopra says. These are all connected, and you touch one strand and the whole web trembles. So let's get to some sensible solutions on a daily basis. Here it is, okay? I think that food, as I said, lifestyle, diet, very impactful on our hormone system. I would say eat more often. I know we've heard about it before for weight loss, but for hormonal health and balance, you want to make sure that you eat as much food with as much color as possible, keeping that blood sugar consistent. And then hopefully we are going to, in time, return. And this action in and of itself can lead to more appropriate and consistent hormone levels.
Let me take a step back real quick. What we're talking about, listeners, are choices here. We've already stressed to you the importance of cortisol. You're not reading about it a lot. You're always reading about estrogens and thyroids. But we're telling you the key here is cortisol. If you wake up and start with a protein drink and go for an exercise for a half hour, you'll have a much better shot in maintaining healthy cortisol. If you wake up and have a carbohydrate Pop-Tart and then go to work and sit all day, the chances of you maintaining healthy cortisol are very poor to zero. What we're talking about is embracing your challenges. Please continue, Holly.
All right. So I would, while eating more often, eat a protein at every time. Doesn't mean it has to be animal protein for vegans and vegetarians out there. I know you can get a good quality protein in your fruits and vegetables especially, but also think about nuts, seeds, and plant sources of protein. Eat more of a variety. The more colorful, the better. At least a half of your plate should consist of colorful vegetables. And then in those vegetables, include the cruciferous vegetables, broccoli, cauliflower, kale. Those, why they are among foods and nutrients that help encourage your body to send estrogen metabolites down the pathway that are health promoting. Okay. Adding healthy fats, one more thing that you can do on a daily basis, such as flax seeds, chia seeds, almonds, avocados. And then be aware of undiagnosed food sensitivities. Everybody knows this, will use the blood type diet to sort of rule out food sensitivities for folks. That's really important. And the last thing on a daily basis that you can do from a dietary perspective for hormones is limit your carbohydrates as much as possible. This has a powerful and rapidly noticing stabilizing effect on health and well-being. Okay, that's the biggest thing.
Yeah, let's remember when we're talking about paleo diets, we're not talking about Atkins diets. We're not talking about all protein diets, and I see it over and over and over. This is a way to inflame your system and do the opposite, which is going to cause your cortisol to play havoc. Remember that we are complex carbohydrate-based creatures, fruits and vegetables, with a moderate to mild amount of animal protein mixed in. That's the way that we maintain our health, and that's what keeps our cortisol balanced, the key to the sensible solution for common conditions for hormonal health for women.
That's right. Okay, so the last couple sensible things, stress, definitely stress, but de-stress. You want to make sure you get in a parasympathetic place where you rest, relax, repair. You've got to work on sleep hygiene. And the last thing that I want to say is exercise. You can use, from if you've got PMS, if you've got polycystic ovarian syndrome, difficult perimenopause, dysmenorrhea, these simple things on a daily basis, food, stress moderation, de-stressing, and also exercise and sleep.